All of which is basically, I'm 34, right? Okay, grand. And I did a thing that I should have done at 17, which is I learned to drive this year. How many of you learned to drive at 17? A load of you, and congratulations and good for you, right? I did drive before, but I drove in Ireland, where frankly, we're a little looser about stuff like this. I mean, any Irishman can back me up on this. It's a bit kind of, hey, send off for the license, and then you get in the post, and it's practically like the police go, listen, you don't do things by the book, but I like your style. Get out there. It's quite cool. You're very strict about stuff in this country. You've got laws for everything. There's a Road Traffic Act, 1988, includes a law which says you may not drive a car in the UK while operating a handheld microphone. An unbelievably specific law, which is clearly because one sham which is driving around going, how are you? Hey, you're looking very well. Good to see you. Love the hat, Mary. Love the hat. Hang on a second. Hello, officer. What? Well, there's no law against it.
Oh, there is?
Oh. And now there is a law against it, because you're terribly prescriptive in this country. You think things are all legal or illegal. That's the way it works for you. And there's a line, bang, that's good, that's not good. Not the way we do things in Ireland. In Ireland, we have a greater appreciation of the greyness in the human condition between the white and the black, of the arbitrary, of the vagueness, of the fuzziness of human behaviour. There are three states of legality in Irish law. There is all this stuff here, which comes under, that's grand. Then it moves into, ah, now, don't push it. And finally into, right, you're taking the piss. And that's where the police sweep in, right? So I drove for years, but finally had to do the test. You know, when you're older, it's a different experience. I mean, my friend with the ambulance thing, whatever, what age were you?
18.
You were 18, like whatever. By the way, as a teenager, did you find it a bit embarrassing being in this stupid-looking car?
I was taught by the Air Force.
You were taught by the Air Force? My Lord, you have a backstory we didn't even get close to asking about here. Why were you taught? Why, did somebody leave you outside an Air Force base in a reed basket as a child? Did all the officers gather around and go, we shall raise him as our own? And then have a pact where they all went like that. Oh, we agree? All right, Air Force, go! That does make them sound like a gay crime-fighting team, some description. Air Force, go, go, yeah! Sorry, you were taught by the Air Force.
Yeah.
Was it actual cars, or was it you taxied planes up and down, and then they'd like on runways and the lights would stop and you'd have to sit in your F-14 jet, and then find the biting point in the jet. Now, indicate, where's the blind spot of the jet is everything over the wing over there, right? I'm presuming all this shit, it was just a car.
Land Rover.
A Land Rover? Really? And was there any other unnecessary levels of difficulty that you wanted to include? Did you have to do it in the middle of the night under gunfire or something like that? You still have to do like a civilian driver's test.
Civilian driving test, yeah.
But did you go in like the Land Rover?
Yeah.
Was it like, you know, Ford Escort, Ford Escort, Ford Escort, Land Rover! Ford Escort, Ford Escort. So which car would be yours, man dressed head to toe in camouflage gear and wings? Take a wild guess. Okay, can you read out the registration number? Yes, it's K-I-L-L-U. Go, go, go. Where are we at? The best thing about learning to drive at 34 is, you know, when you, it's like, did you ever stall the Land Rover?
Yes.
Yes, you did. I presume nobody behind you went, bah. Nobody does that to a Land Rover here with RAF written across it. I said, Jesus, get out of the way. Get out of the way. Like, the door opens and they all go, 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 boom, and then jump onto it. When you learn to drive at 17, yes, it is embarrassing. When you stall the car the first time, like whatever, watch out for this, my young friend. It's mortifyingly embarrassing, right? Because you do think at 17, because, you know, you haven't been around the block, you think, Jesus, I am holding up the entire world at this stage. All traffic has halted because of me. And there's a helicopter floating above my head, radioing the news into radio stations going, well, it's all going very well, but one idiot has stalled the car. And there are pregnant women having children behind them who can't get to hospitals, and it's a nightmare, right? At 17, you stall a car, somebody goes beep behind you, you panic, and you start pressing every button in the car, and turning things, and moving things, and stamping things, and the windscreen wipers are wildly going left and right, and the radio's coming on and off, and it's a nightmare. Not when you're 34. Second lesson, I stalled the car at the lights, didn't quite get the biting point, chugga-chug, car stopped. A guy in a BMW behind me, like a half a second later, just goes, brrr, really, really loudly and really rudely, right? For 17, I might have fallen apart. At 34, you have a bedrock of confidence that's built up over the years. I didn't panic. I calmly put on the handbrake, got out of the car, walked back to the man in the BMW and went, is there a problem here, champ, is there? And your man went, I was just thinking that you hadn't quite left from the lights. You're a lot bigger than I was expecting you to be at this time. I am a lot bigger. And you're right, I haven't quite left from the lights with the kind of a greyhound out of a trap kind of speed that you were hoping for here. But let's have a look at the entire situation here. Are there any clues, perhaps, in what we see in front of us here as to why I might not have been as fast as other drivers? Take, for example, the giant pyramid of L's on top of the car. What do you think the L might stand for in this situation? Does it mean, warning, driver is lackadaisical? I may need to be reminded of the urgency of your trip. Or does it mean, hey, the guy in this car is louche? I'm likely to be sitting there going, I do not like this green. Let us wait for another green. So satisfying to be able to do that. And then you think of all the other things that at 34 you'd love to go back. Any of those ridiculous run-ins you had as a 17-year-old, whether with your first boss or with people in your class, any time when you came out lesser and now you realize, geez, I didn't have to put up with that. Or women, with the best will in the world, you're wonderful creatures. But Jesus, you scared the shit out of me at 17. I'd be in bed with a woman at 17 and if things would go wrong, I would panic. And I start pressing everything and moving things and shifting things around and the head's going wildly left and right. Not anymore. Now I just calmly pull out. I walk around. I go, is there a problem here, champ? Is there? He goes, yeah, I was just thinking, you're a lot smaller than I was expecting you to be.